By way of invitation this evening, I would like to spend a few moments in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians 12. The Apostle Paul is using the metaphor of a body to describe the relationship that we sustain in Jesus Christ. In verse 12, we are told, as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. The lesson that he establishes here is the fact that just as our physical bodies need every member, everything has its purpose, everything has its place, we cannot say to another Christian, I don't need you. We don't have the right to indicate that one is of... And it's not so much one of greater importance or less importance than another, but rather that all are necessary. It's hard to describe someone who is more important than someone else, is everybody's necessary. If you're essential, then it seems like the value is equal. So what he does is describe the different individuals as individuals who have more honor or more modesty. He mentions using that description in verse 22. He says, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor, and our unpresentable parts have greater modesty, but our presentable parts have no need. So there is that description. And so there may be individuals who are not in a place of prominence. There may be members who are not as able or talented. There may be members who do not have the same authority or position that others do. But just as those things that perhaps are less honorable in our bodies, or are those things that we cover up in our bodies, are still necessary and needful, we need to recognize the same thing with regard to the relationship we sustain with one another as members of the body of Christ. And so in verse 24, we're told our presentable parts have no need, but God composed the body, having given greater honor to the part which lacks it, so that there should be no schism or division in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. So the point is this. The way God has designed the body is so that we cannot say that somebody's more important than another, or we cannot say, I don't need you. We need to acknowledge the necessity of us all, and we need to have care for one another. We need to love one another. We need to be interested in one another. We need to be concerned about one another, because we are all essential. We are all important. And so there are many applications that can be made of that. Do you feel that you are important? It is our desire that everyone here feel wanted and loved and important. If there is something that is amiss in that regard, then would you let somebody know? It may be your own perception. I have a feeling that if you were to say, I don't feel loved, that there would be many people who would affirm their love for you. If you have not been expressing your love, or you have been seditious or schismatic, a fomenter of strife with regard to your actions, you need to recognize that that's not acceptable to Jesus Christ. We need to have the same care and love for one another as evidenced in God's love for us. And so we offer ourselves to you, if you are here this evening, that have a need. We want you to know when we offer that invitation, it is traditional practice, but it's not merely traditional practice. We offer an invitation to you because we're concerned about your spiritual standing or lack thereof. We want you to be reconciled to God. We want you to have hope. We want to encourage you if you are in need of encouragement. And so we offer that invitation in the full knowledge, as we do not know your heart, that there may be someone here tonight who needs to respond to that invitation call. If that is you, and you have the opportunity, and we ask that you come, while together we stand, while we sing.